USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Utah college student missing 11 days was abducted and killed, and her remains burned in the yard of a man now facing aggravated murder and other charges. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said Ayula Ajay will be charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of the body of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luck. He was arrested without incident by a SWAT team. Ajay, age 31, is an information technology worker who attended college on and off, but never earned a degree and was briefly in the Air Army National Guard. Ivana Trump has announced that she split with her former husband and longtime companion, Rossano Rubicani, after years of dating since their divorce in 2009. The separation was amicable, and Ivana and Rossano remain friendly but are no longer romantically involved. Ivanka Trump is the former wife of United States President Donald Trump and is the mother of his three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A trade war between two economic titans will face a critical junction when President Donald Trump meets China's Xi Jinping at a moment when both sides are signaling a desire to de-escalate the year-long conflict, yet unwilling to compromise. The meeting, which will take place on the sidelines of the International Group of 20 summit in Japan, was the centerpiece of 4 days of diplomacy for Trump, whose re-election chances have been put at risk by the trade war that has hurt both American farmers and battered global markets. The Supreme Court has announced they'll take up the controversial issue of the deferred action for childhood arrivals known as DACA. John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career. Wall Street ended a wobbly week with broad gains, closing the books on June with the biggest monthly gain since January. June marked a sharp about-face from May when traders fled to safer holdings because of increased anxiety over trade wars between the United States and China and signs of slowing global economic growth. Despite lingering worries over trade, investors pushed stocks higher for much of the month after the Federal Reserve raised expectations that it's prepared to cut interest rates if needed to keep the economy growing. That drove the benchmark S&P 500 to an all-time high last week, though it has retreated slightly from that mark. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.